Hello, good evening. My name is Fitria Hardono, and I'm an undergraduate student at ASU, enrolled in History 494. The date is March 30th, 2021, and the time is 6:17 p.m. Thank you very much for virtually meeting me for this interview today. Before we get to the questions, I want to let you know that if at any point during the interview you feel uncomfortable, please be assured that it is perfectly okay not to answer. Furthermore, if you need some time to recollect your thoughts or take a break, we can schedule another time to continue.
Okay.
Great. To start things off, I would like to ask you about how the pandemic affected your lifestyle. So if you don't mind me asking, what socioeconomic class would you place yourself in?
What I place myself in? I'd probably say middle low. If that makes sense. We are okay. We live in military housing. So we have income that provides this government income.
Okay. So how would you describe your family's lifestyle now compared to before the pandemic?
Our lifestyle now is, I guess, you know, our social circle is a lot smaller. We do a lot more things. We do a lot more outdoor activities, but mostly as a family or with just one family that we are one of our neighbors that we get together with regularly because they have children the same age as ours. But for the most part, things have just gotten a lot smaller. You know, we don't go out to eat. We don't, my husband, because he's in the military, he actually had to sign something that said that he would not go anywhere except for from work to straight home. He's allowed to stop at like the gas station and he's allowed to get like groceries and stuff. But other than that, we're not allowed to do anything like recreationally. Which I don't even know how long that's lasting for. They made them sign that a while ago. But yeah, that's kind of how things have changed a little bit for us.
Would you say that these compromises are particularly like difficult challenges?
Yeah, I find it difficult because I'm a stay-at-home parent, and so, like, my job is to take care of the kids and stuff, and I have quite young kids that, at this point, it's really important, I feel, like, for them to interact with other kids and to socialize and learn how to play with each other and do all that. And, you know, throughout the pandemic, we live in a community with lots of playgrounds and stuff like that. And we used to frequent them every single day. And for a while there, they were all closed. And so that takes out a big chunk of something that my kids did every day. And then also, you know, they met kids and interacted with kids and stuff there. Because they're younger, they're not in like preschool or anything like that, but they also don't go to daycare, which a lot of young kids, you know, that's how they kind of learn to play with each other and interact and socialize, right? And since I'm home with them, that's kind of how I fulfilled that need for them. And because it was closed, it was a challenge to try to figure out a way for them to still, you know, meet people and friends and learn and develop in that way. I've been really lucky that we do have a neighbor who has kids the same age as us, and so we've gotten very close, and so our kids play almost every day. out on the grass together. And that's kind of how we've been able to kind of make that situation work, and still, you know, kind of do like a risk assessment where it's like, okay, we can let our bubble be this big, do you know what I mean, and feel safe with it, but, you know, take a little bit of risk so that you could still have a little bit of normalcy.
Oh, this is a really interesting take, mm-hmm. with how you navigated the socialization part, since feeling isolated is a common issue during quarantine.
Yeah, definitely.
We understand what's going on and why we should keep our distance from others. However, considering the age of your children, do you think they understand it as well, why we're doing this?
No, given the age of my children, I don't, you know, I was talking about this with my mom today, and, you know, my daughter turned one in three last year when the pandemic started. So really, like, for my daughter turned two yesterday, and part of her birthday present, I got her masks because she's two now. So regulation is that she needs to wear a mask. And my daughter, who's three, you know, she's been wearing a mask for a whole year now. And, you know, they just don't know any different. This is kind of a little bit scary and a little sad, because this is just their life as they know it. They don't really remember or know of anything different. So kind of keeping your distance from people is kind of their normal. And, not doing a lot of things out in public is kind of a normal for them too. It's kind of a strange thing to try to keep your distance from people, but then also try to encourage social interaction with kids that are so young. It's challenging.
Right. So as we speak more about children during the pandemic, you said they don't really like understand it. It's just their norm now. Since they aren't of school age yet, rather than formal education, what do you consider to be the most challenging part of your children's development during this time?
The most challenging part, I would probably say, is feeling safe with them also reaching out. Like, now our parks are open, and now they're private parks because we live in a military housing. So they're not really for the whole, they're not public parks, but there's still a lot of kids that go to them. And so, you know, I'm at the point where I feel like it's okay for us to go and maybe go to a park when it's not so busy and stuff like that. So I think it's hard, even though they're not in school, it's like, okay, how far do we open our circle? How do we still keep them safe? Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure a lot of people who have school age kids have, you know, that's kind of the same thing, where it's like, okay, we got to get them back to doing things that are normal for kids, you know, but then how do you still keep them safe at the same time? Like, I've got like wet wipes and sanitizer, and we wash our hands as soon as we come inside. And, you know, I still get a little worried when, you know, or like my kids got the sniffles, you know, like, I had to test my kids twice just to be on the safe side, because you don't know the difference between things now. You know, it's like, do I have to quarantine them and keep them away from other people or children? Or I think right now it's difficult to try to navigate how do you like widen your circle and still keep safe at the same time.
Do you think there's anything other people can do to help you feel safer?
Well, I think when this is the thing where it's hard to know how other people are gauging it. You know, I think you kind of assume sometimes that other people are taking precautionary measures too, and other people are keeping their kids home if they're sick. You hope that people, or that other people would tell you if their kids are not feeling well or if they're not feeling well. But I think that that's kind of, it might be a naive assumption. It probably, you would hope that other people, it would help if other people would, you know, be honest and transparent about if they're not doing well or if they're not feeling well, and just like keep their kids home if they're not. And that's what I do. So I would hope that other people would do the same, but I don't think that that's necessarily the case. I think some people have different opinions on it. Some people are like, oh, my kid just has like a cough and it's fine and it's just a regular cough. But, you know, you don't know if it's a cough or a regular cough, you know, a regular cough, or if it's COVID, and kids don't show symptoms the same way adults do. And so you'd hope that people would be responsible in those type of situations, but then it's hard to trust and be the same way. You know, it's actually, nobody will be the same way. Everybody's got different opinions and thoughts and beliefs on it, you know?
Yes. Since you seem to put emphasis on like getting back to normal, mm-hmm. and like doing stuff that you would normally do if there wasn't a pandemic, like what kind of thoughts do you have with how California is trying to open back up now?
My thoughts on it. You know, it's tough. I think that it's a really hard situation to navigate because we don't really know what the right thing to do is. A lot of times, like, we want to try to keep people safe, but we also, there are consequences no matter what we do, right? So we could stay closed for longer, but that has consequences, and we can open up faster, but that has consequences too. So I'm kind of the mind of, I give a little grace to how people are managing it, because I think it's a really tough spot to be in. To be honest with you, my life has not really been affected by a lot of the regulations due to the fact that I'm not in like the food or service industry or anything like that. I feel really grateful that, you know, I haven't been really impacted like economically or financially in the way that a lot of other people have. And so I probably would have more of a stance on it if I was in one of those situations, but I'm not. I've been happy to, if I have to wear a mask, I'll wear a mask. If I can't go out to eat, I don't mind it. That's what they say is best. But there are some wacky things when they were doing curfews and stuff. That was a little strange. But I think that for the most part, they're trying to do what the best that they can with the information that they've been given. And I'm sure it's not perfect. It's obviously not perfect. But I'm not exactly, mad about it. And I'm also not, I'm not mad about it, and I'm also not singing praises. I'm somewhere in the middle, being like, I hope we're all doing the right thing, and I hope that the people are telling us to do the right thing. And it seems like, even though this is a long road, and maybe if we had had better policies, maybe it wouldn't have been such a long road. I don't know, but, or maybe if people are more compliant. It's a really complicated issue. So I'm not too upset about California, about how they're going about it. But then again, I'm going to emphasize that I wasn't as affected as some other people were. So I'm sure that there's some differing opinions on that.
That was great insight. Lastly, is there anything I didn't ask about that you'd like to talk about?
Not necessarily, not unless you have anything interested, anything in particular that you would like to ask or know about. No, I think I'm good.
Okay, with that, this concludes the interview. Thank you very much for your time today.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you for interviewing me, and I wish you all the best of luck with your research.
Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.